At this point, you can see the rhododendron habitat, a relic of the continental Laurus silva. Yes, you heard that right. A relic of the Laurus silva that still remain in mainland Portugal. This rhododendron community is a rare habitat that witnessed an ancient climate, when these territories were warmer and more humid than today. It is therefore a relict habitat, still visible along this small route. The rhododendron, with the scientific name Rhododendron ponticum subspecie beticum, is a perennial evergreen shrub that can reach the height of 3 meters. The flowers, visible between May and July, and punctually also in the fall, are eye-catching as they gather up in inflorescences of 7 to 21 flowers. Its colors range from bright pink to purple, with orange streaks. To better understand the history of the rhododendron habitat, we need to go back around 66 million years, right after the great extinction of dinosaurs, when the climate in the Iberian Peninsula was subtropical. At that time, commonly named tertiary, the vegetation was made by large evergreen plants, like the Laurus silva type, adapted to a hotter and humid climate. However, during this ancient geological period, the climate gradually began to cool down and to have a drier season, which coincides with summer. As such, the Mediterranean climate emerged. Without adaptations to survive in this new climate, subtropical plants gradually disappeared and became replaced by others similar to those that we all know today in the Mediterranean basin. Nevertheless, some of these ancient plants managed to survive, sheltered in special places of the Iberian Peninsula with favorable climatic conditions. This is the case of the rhododendron communities that remain in Monchique Mountain. The rhododendron's value for conservation is incalculable, and its habitat provides several environmental services of high importance to human well-being. For instance, soil protection and fire security. In the rhododendron habitat, it is also possible to observe several rare and important plants, such as the common holly, one of the 3 protected trees in Portugal.